Hello, Mr. President.
That chewing you up?
No, not too bad. I don't think so.
Aren't you pretty close to Joe Rao?
Well, I can talk to him. We always disagree about everything.
Well, he had a good meeting with us the other day, and I think that we left him in good shape.
Vietnam meeting,
is that
the one?
Yeah.
He didn't leave him with any clothes on.
I thought maybe you ought to tell him that you want to do business with him, and that I like him, and I want to do business with him. But he's got to get married people. He's just been raising hell here long enough. I got a memo last night from Ramsey, and he said that Robinson and the other one, neither one are good enough to that court. We ought to get a doer in there. And just tell him that he can go out and find somebody. But we got to have the top man. We just can't take these second raters. Tell him I said there's enough of them at the top, me and you. And we got to have first-rate people. And we'll play ball with him, and we'll follow him here in the district any way we can. But we just can't take these scrubs because they're married to somebody. They've got a sister-in-law. Any reason why you can't talk to him that far?
No, there's no reason.
Just say now, we know you obligated this man because his wife works like hell, and we want to recognize him. We don't want to put him on the bench. I'll get the president to give him something else. I'll get him something else. We'll put him on some board around here. But we don't want to put him on the bench. We need this bench cleaned up. I'm gonna be the first attorney general that made Washington crime free. Now, I'm going to do it, Joe, and I got to have your help. But I got to have a real 35, 40-year-old doer that works like hell day and night. And I think you and I owe that to the president. He wants married. And he appoints every man I send over there. And I want to send your man, but I can't send this fella because he's really dead and got it. And the one that we got here is a little better. I don't remember what his name. I think Atkinson and Robinson or something. There two of them.
Yes,
but one of them's a little better, but neither one of them meet my standard. I just got to get the best man because we've got this mayor from Selma coming out here and looking for entertainment and stuff like that. We just got to have the best here in Washington. So see if you can't sell him on that package.
All right.
Now, looks like to me they're just really murdering us on this publicity on this bill. They're having to redo the bill to protect the country from Texas, and Johnson has overlooked this, and so on and so on. Now, Republicans won't get anywhere in the House bill, will they?
No, Mr. President.
Well, I'm really disappointed in McCulloch. I was a great admirer of his.
Well, I've been disappointed in him, too. I think he's even disappointed in himself, in a way. I think he's wanted to go along, but he can't bring the leadership with him. Now, I think he will end up going along with that bill. I'm inclined to think whether he does or doesn't, we have the votes in the House, Mr. President. The only thing they're likely to do in the House is try to abolish the all poll tax by statute. We talked about that before. I'm trying to discourage it. But I really just don't think the court would go that far.
Well, can we abolish all poll tax by constitutional amendment?
Can by constitutional amendment.
Why don't we get some liberal to offer a constitutional amendment to resolution? And let get Teddy Kennedy or somebody in judiciary to offer one right after this. And I would sure put them on the spot by letting somebody. Of course, you know better strategy than I do. I haven't thought about it, but I'd give them hell on that Puerto Rican thing. I'd make them back up and run.
Well,
I wouldn't be responsible for it. I'd let Bobby give it to him in the Senate, and I'd let the ablest man I had in the House just shove it.
Started that. I did that with the Democratic Study Group yesterday.
That's good.
And just told them to, you know, it's half a million votes in New York. We get it. And I think we ought to at least pin responsibility on why it isn't in there. So I told them.
Now, we didn't have it in our bill, did we?
No, we didn't. Didn't have it in our bill.
Why didn't we?
Well, because you wanted bipartisan bill, Mr. President. I couldn't get bipartisan support for Puerto Ricans. I can't now. But there's no reason why one of these fellas, Congress there on both sides, can't offer it.
Now, Nick, you know they're going to screw you to death on delay. They're just doing that. Dirksen is calling up and saying he wants to put off. They're not going to consider this thing now before Easter.
Yeah, I know.
And this day and night thing.
The steam goes out of it. That's the problem.
That's right.
Down there. Well, Manny is working harder than I've ever seen him work. I'll say that.
When's he going to report?
He's going to get it to the full committee. He's going to get it reported to the rules before the
Easter.
Easter.
Well, that's all right. That's all right. Man, That's all right. And then the Senate will get it reported too. But
yes. And it'll be just pretty much the way it is now. And I agree with you about the publicity on it.
Yeah, they're making it look like that they're taking it over. Dirksen every day says it's a Dirksen bill. And the next day when they find something wrong, it's a Johnson bill.
I recognize that.
It just shifts. So I just
be on Meet the Press this Sunday, and I think I can do something there to help a little
bit. Well, I'll tell you what I'd do on that Meet the Press. I'd just say anytime you have a chance anywhere, that the president, since he first entered politics, has been trying to repeal a poll tax in his own state. He's wanted to do that. He bought radio time. He and Mr. Rayburn had campaigned over the state. But he's not a lawyer, and every lawyer that he's talked to that he believes in told him he couldn't repeal it by statute. He has voted against repealing it by statute all through the years. So they say he's voted against it 13 times because lawyers say he couldn't do it. He told me to try to see if there's any possible way to do it. I didn't see it. I was afraid it would handicap the bill.
It'd be tragic.
He authored the constitutional amendment. I brought up this constitutional amendment thing. Got it all organized. Got people to sign it with me. Got a majority of them. And really got the constitutional amendment thing through. Now, if they can do it by bill, I sure would love nothing better because I have carried the heavy weights on my shoulders all these years for not being able to repeal poll tax by statute. Now, these Northerners, they just jump up and repeal it every minute by statute. They don't care how the vote was.
Well, these are the same fellows 2 years ago were agreed that you couldn't do it by statute. You know, it's...
Wow,
they don't have to take the responsibilities for it, and I think I do. I think I have a responsibility to keep something constitutional.
I gave in and just agreed to get raped by your crowd in Wisconsin. So I'm going to put your man, governor, whatever his name is, this ex-politician. I don't want you and Ramsey ever talking to me about standards anymore, though. He came over there. And,
Mr. President.
Yeah.
They're very high standards.
Yeah, the hell yeah. This defeated politician rejected by the people who's gutting at me all the time. What's his name, Governor?
Reynolds.
Reynolds. That's not very high standard. I can give you a bunch of ex-congressmen if you want them, ex-governors. I've got Matt Welch in Indiana, and got John Dalton in Missouri, and got Rosalini in Washington. And I'll just feed them to you boys if you and Ramsey like them.
This president is a slight misunderstanding here.
Well, now, have you got your department? What, have you done any more work on our tax man?
Yeah, I got two people. I'm looking pretty closely. I'm going to talk to somebody on antitrust this morning. Don Turner from Harvard, who probably the outstanding younger man in the country. He had a heart attack about 3 years ago and wasn't interested in 1961 for that reason. I think he might be interested now.
Can't you get me somebody in the Midwest or South or West besides all these Harvard men? Do you know honestly that 9 men out of 10 that I name are Harvard men?
No, I didn't.
They are. They're just everybody that Macy sends me.
I have a man.
I cut about 6 of them back yesterday, just one right after the other. Now, I know it's a hell of a good school, and I'm for it, and I don't mind them having 30%. But I want California. They are just raising hell. They got the biggest delegation up here. We never can find anybody real good from California.
I get a man for tax from California that I think might be real good, and I think we'd have some political backing up there.
We've got to have Brown in the delegation, anybody in California. They got their feelings hurt. They're mad. They thought we sent Tapir out to run against them, and they thought that lost them a seat and screwed things up, and I suspect it did. We had nothing to do with it, but we get the blame for it. They had Undersecretary Interior. He quit. They wanted a job. Udall took a man from Idaho. Well, there's a hell of a lot of difference between Idaho and California in a convention and in an election, too. So they're mad about that. Then I get ready to pass my education bill. About half of them get to suck it. And they say, well, if we don't want the 40 votes in California, the hell with it.
Yeah.
We want to go to Idaho, get the one they got up there. And that's the shape we're in. We're in the same shape in Texas. They're getting mad at us. We haven't got anything. Ramsey Clark's the only guy. They got nobody in the cabinet. They got nothing. But we can get by with them. But we've got nothing in the West. Dick Daley doesn't get much. You're supposed to be his man, but I don't know how simpatico we are. And he thinks that Douglas kind of, we play with him a little, but nobody else. Wisconsin gets the two states that get everything, Wisconsin and this goddamn Harvard. And I guess because Wisconsin's got a good public school, so I'm going to start my library, and I'm going to take 100 people a year from over the country, the United States, and give them 4-year scholarships. Just about got all they can eat and wear during that 4 years, and make them be straight A's, and then turn them out of Texas every year. That's what I'm going to do when I get out of here. Just go back there and teach them, and make the University of Texas finance it, and they've already agreed to put in $18, $20 million.
That'd be great.
And we're going to turn out some people. I think that's why Wisconsin's got all these damn fellas, because they must have a good school.
They got a good public school system up there, and then they got a good university.
Well, I look at California, and then when we get somebody that looks good, let us call Brown and give him two or three and say, here's what they're talking about, and let's talk to the delegation, and particularly on underlings for jobs and assistants.
All right, because I have got, there is a good man, a couple of good men in California for this tax.
I think you ought to propagandize your little folks that you keep on leash over there all the time. I recognize your interviews every day or so, Mary Mottenberg's. I think you ought to propagandize them on excellence. Right. Have them out your house some night and have Ramsey there and have Fred Benson there and have your young man that you're bringing in yourself. This Colorado one looked like good enough for me to announce. It was your appointment, but he looked like a damn good fella. Ramsey talked to me about him, that young
man.
He is
good, yeah. Reason.
And I just propagandize the hell out of him. I believe 90% of this stuff's in it. We don't ever do that. I've named top men. I've got more Phi Beta Kappas than anybody in the country, but we don't let it out. So to give us an image of a wheeler-dealer political thing, and I think you ought to help turn that and show that you brought young, practical lawyers that can try lawsuits. At the same time, we're up at the top of their class. Here's Ramsey Clark from the University of Chicago, but he tried them day in and day out with the Texas sheriffs and the roughest of them all, and built him up as a rough lawyer, but he's meek and mild as a mouse. And then take your Fred Benson in Kentucky, and then move into your young man from Colorado, and then you got a Eddie Weisel, New York at Columbia. Just get it where you've got excellence written over every brow in that department. And have your Rosenthal give him. The one thing we want is excellence, equality, equity. We're just three E's. This is a 3E department. Excellence, equality, and equal. And I would just make them start leaking right quick. And this Katzenbach is a mighty shy guy. But he won his spurs with Johnson himself. He's got never been a president, attorney general more closer unless it was the Kennedy brothers. Johnson supports him in any damn thing he wants to do. And where's what he's done? He's moved in there in 12 hours. He had the man arrested, this woman killing. And in 12 days, he had an indictment. And he's not messing around with this stuff. And he's not getting on any flagpoles, showing his tail. But while he's handling both the House and the Senate, and while he's doing all these other things, 12 hours he had him arrested, 12 days he had him indicted. And I'd just have some columnist doing that. I'd get that little Rosenberg, whatever his name is, and just get him about three assistants working on these damn columnists. And excellence and equality and equity, that's what we believe in. We don't play any politics. Biggest paper in the country, Los Angeles Times, we call it, we see them. We don't harass people. We always welcome both sides, but we're right down the middle. And if you're innocent, you sure want to be tried by Katzenbach. If you're guilty, you better get you another court. Let's work on that. Let's get some of this political image off of us. We're not seeking anything. We're not running for any office. You don't ever have to be elected to nothing. You already made it. And whatever you want to do, you can do, from the court on in and out. But let's, during this next 3 years, let's just show them that we got a good, fine operation. There's never been a better Justice Department anywhere. Now, on this bill up there, I want you to get to, if it's going to be the Johnson bill, I want you to say we agree with this. The President, I've talked to him about this. He wanted to do this in the beginning. I had some doubts. And we have got a compromise. Let's just don't let them do it by themselves, though. What they do, everything they do by themselves, it becomes their bill. If it's any good, if it's bad, it's mine. Now, I want 50-50. Tell Dirksen, we're willing to go with him. Mind with him every day, and you don't mind with him every day. You don't mind with him every day. You don't mind with him every day.